Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tiana. How may I help you?
Hi. My name is Connie Holmes, and I received an order like maybe 4 days ago, and I had actually canceled my order because I'm not employed and due to the COVID, and I can't afford it.
Okay, ma'am. Could you provide me with your zip code so I could locate that account for you?
Sure. It's 05836.
I'm sorry, ma'am. What was that? 36,
yes.
36?
Okay. 05836.
Okay. And would that be Connie Holmes?
Yeah, it would be, yes.
Okay, and for security purposes, could you provide me with the shipping address that we have on file for you?
22 Mini Mart Drive, East Hardwick, Vermont, 05836.
Thank you for that information.
Mm-hmm.
So I do see here that you have our plant tonic CBD products used to reduce stress levels. Allow me a moment to read this notation that we have on your account, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for your patience.
You're welcome.
Okay, ma'am. So I do see here, it looks like you did give us a call on the 6th of January and canceled this account out.
Okay. Why did I receive more?
let's see here.
Not sure.
So it says that we just it looks like we you had just canceled on the 6th. So
and this looks like it was shipped out on the 7th.
Yes, ma'am. So it looks like that that product actually was already over to the shipping department. So it looks like they went ahead and shipped it. But I do see that the account is canceled, so that product was out for delivery before you canceled your account.
But I did not want this product.
Okay, ma'am. Now, we haven't charged
it
you
says,
any
It says you what?
Go ahead, ma'am.
I didn't hear you.
Yes, ma'am. We haven't charged you since you've canceled.
Am I being charged for this that I received, though?
Let's see.
Because if I canceled on the 6th, this looks like it was canceled the 7th.
Yes, ma'am. Now, that product was out for shipment on the 7th, but it looks like the last date that we billed you was on the 5th of January. So that would have been the day before you called and canceled. And that product that you've just received was already at the shipping department by the day.
Well, I can't afford this. This is why I canceled it. I cannot afford it. I'm not working due to COVID, and I can't afford it.
Okay, ma'am. Now, I can go ahead and get that charge that you were billed on the 5th, a refund. Which it looks like, you had not been billed. That product that you have, that you've just received, you had not been billed for that since the day that you canceled. You actually called the day after you were billed for that product on the 6th. Because I do see that we billed you on the 5th.
Right.
I am going to go ahead and get you a refund for that charge, ma'am. Just going to apply my family and friend discount code onto your account, and that would get you that credit back to your account.
Okay, I would appreciate it.
Okay, ma'am, that's no problem. Just going to make sure this will go through. Allow me a moment, please, ma'am.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, so that actually was successful. So I did get that charge, the charge that you received on the 5th of January, refunded back into your account.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good then.
Okay, and is there anything else that I could help you with, ma'am?
Nope, I just wanted to take care of this. I like the product, I just can't do it right now.
Okay, ma'am. Well, I definitely would not be sending you out any products, any new products, until further, unless you would go back in and get yourself back started up.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
No problem, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer service. You have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.